Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. October the 5th, Speaking Comfort.
All this week, Derek urges us to heed the words from Psalm 122. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Today he suggests how we might obey the instruction of Isaiah to comfort God's people. How do we align ourselves with God's purpose for Israel? I want to suggest one simple way. In Isaiah 40:1-2, God said, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her, that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." I've analysed that verse and where it says, "Comfort my people," because of the immediate reference to Jerusalem, I understand it to mean the Jewish people. The Jewish people can't be comforted apart from Jerusalem. Their hearts are totally bound up with the city of Jerusalem. So if I'm right, and my people is the Jewish people, to whom are these words spoken? They're spoken in the plural in Hebrew to someone who would say, "Comfort my people." They must be spoken to people who accept the God of the Bible and the authority of his word. Who can that be? You and me, people like us, believing Christians. What does God say? "Comfort my people Israel." God requires us to comfort Israel. I've been friends with a number of Jewish believers in Jesus, and one thing they'll point out to me is the fact that the church worldwide spends much more time criticising Israel than comforting Israel. We were not called to criticise. Rather, we've been commanded to comfort. Will you accept that responsibility? I believe this comforting is one way of preparing the way of the Lord. Centuries of prejudice, alienation, and misunderstanding must be broken down. They must be melted away by the warmth of real Christian love. I believe that is our assignment at this time. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blessing you promised to those who love Israel. I proclaim that I will comfort God's people and speak comfort to Jerusalem. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.